I hesitate to mention what's happening in the riots in the United States, but it's interesting to note that the Dan Rather, who's quite a reasonably, you know, respected former television newsreader in the United States, has sent a message out saying, "I can imagine no other president in my lifetime failing to address the nation in a prime time speech during a crisis such as this. On the other hand, I cannot imagine another president whose words would be so less welcome by so many of his fellow citizens." You'll see more on the current unrest in the United States on ABC TV News tonight, and I think on 7:30 Report again, as per normal. In just a moment, my next guest has a particular morning routine. Now, we all often have morning routines. For many of us, it's forced upon us by life circumstances, work, children, school, all that sort of stuff. But every day, while my guest eats his muesli, he indexes something from Australian newspapers. But as, of course, I'm sure you're aware, he's about to lose the source of what he notes. That's our story.
Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.
So this month is the month you're going to lose what's left of your newspapers here in Queensland. 41 regional newspapers, not including the Quest newspapers, to be shut down. They will be digital, but there's a lot of murmuring and rumouring about whether they'll even survive as digital. But anyhow, there's a couple of majors like the Toowoomba Chronicle and the Gold Coast Bulletin that will remain print. But for hundreds of years, newspapers, physical newspapers, have played a vital role in our society. No jokes, thanks, about being a fish and chip wrapper. We don't wrap fish and chips in newspaper in Australia. That's an English thing. Here we use white butcher's paper. But newspapers are one of the primary records that historians use. There's good reason why the State Library has microfilm or microfiche of newspapers going back, 120, 130 years. But they're also great for people who are trying to trace family ancestry. They're one of the primary records for births, deaths, and marriages. When newspapers first started, the front page was the listing of births, deaths, and marriages. That's how you found out what was happening in your town or your community. But with so many regional titles to go digital or online, those records will be harder for future historians, genealogists, and other archivists to access. Now, John Graham is the president and founder of the Ryerson Index. It's an online compilation of death and obituary notices in Australian newspapers. John Graham, thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Glad to be here, Steve.
What do you do when you have your breakfast in the morning, John?
Well, my breakfast routine is, as you say, a bowl of muesli, and I save all the death notices out of pretty well every paper that's published, every daily paper that's published in Australia.
How many of them are there off the top of your head?
Oh, I save from about 20 papers each day.
So every day over your breakfast, John, you go through 20 newspapers and record from printed newspaper death notices and obituaries.
It's very simple, Steve. It's all mechanical. I just save the page that's got the death notices on it, tuck it away on the computer, and that's it. Job done. It's only about 20 minutes' work.
Now, you're going to lose your source material in a couple of weeks from now.
Not all of it. We're going to lose a large number of papers, but the papers that we lose are generally the small papers. We've still got the Courier Mail, we've still got the Melbourne, the Herald Sun, we've still got the Sydney Morning Herald, and they provide the bulk of the death notices in Australia. But we're losing papers that things like Warwick Daily News, for instance, or the Chinchilla News.
Yeah,
they may have one or two notices a week. So now, in terms of papers, we're losing a lot of papers. But in terms of notices,
you'll still have some sources.
We're not losing many.
Okay. Now you live in Toowoomba, and you now, but you started the Ryerson Index in Sydney. Tell me the story. How did it begin?
Well, I've been a genealogist now for pushing 50 years, and early on, I realised that there was a vast wealth of information buried in the death notices in the Sydney Morning Herald. And in those days, they used to publish 100 notices a day, far cry from what they have these days.
Yeah. Upon a time, death notices used to be on the front page. This is going back a century.
That's well before my time, Steve.
And mine, I should point out. Yes.
So I realised that there was this wealth of information, but of course, at that stage, one person could not have indexed those notices on his own. It's just too much work. And it took quite a while. It took until 1998, when at that stage I was president of a society in Sydney called the Sydney Dead Person Society.
That's a great name.
Great name.
The Sydney Dead Person Society.
As we pointed out to everyone who asked, it was a society about dead people, not a society for dead people.
Well done, yes. Keep going.
And we used those the members of that group became the initial team that started indexing death notices. Initially, we started with just two Sydney papers, the Herald and the Telegraph. And then along came a lady called Joyce Ryerson.
Tell me who Joyce Ryerson was.
Now, Joyce Ryerson was a lady who turned up at our meeting one day and said, I've got some papers in the laundry that you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that she had saved the death notices, the death notice page out of the Sydney Morning Herald every day for the last 15 years.
That's fantastic.
Because she turned out to be the archivist at one of the girls' schools in Sydney. And she said to me, that's the only way I can keep tabs of who's died. And so that gave us the impetus then to start indexing backwards as well as going forwards from the... So
just,
at
so,
this
so,
stage,
so,
we're talking 1998, and at this stage, the information available to genealogists for death indexing was sparse because the BDM index from the state registries was not current past 1945.
BDM being birth, deaths and marriages, yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me just remind people who, if you're just on the radio, I want to know who my strange and unusual friend is. It's John Graham. John's the president and founder of the Ryerson Index. It's an online compilation of death and obituary notices from Australian newspapers. And John's been telling me the story of how it started and why it obtained its name of Ryerson. So this woman worked at a major girls' school in Sydney for 30 years, and for 15 years she'd collected the death and obituary notices, keeping a track of former and past pupils and people in Sydney and the like.
That's right, that's right.
All right.
I'll just correct you on one point there, Steve.
Please,
We only, on the Ryerson Index, we only index the notices. We don't actually publish the full notices.
We just
create an index.
Okay, that's fabulous.
Tell people where to go to.
Now, why is this such an important record for historians, genealogists, archivists and the like? Why is this so helpful?
Well, a death notice is really a notice of record. It's not so much a notice to say, hey, Joe Blow died, come along to the funeral. It's more a notice of Joe Blow died. And, you know, this is a record to record the fact for people that don't know yet that he's died. Because if we go back to the early newspapers, say the 19th century, they were probably published weekly. So there's not much point in putting in a death notice to invite someone to a funeral when he's probably already dead and buried.
Right, yes. Yes.
So it's more a notice of record so that the paper would get circulated, particularly in country areas. One issue might take 2 months to drift around, you know, the really outer areas of the circulation distribution area.
Yep.
And eventually people find out, oh, yes, Joe Blow died. Gee, isn't that sad?
Yep. Things like the State Library have microfilm of old newspapers, you know, going back probably till the first newspapers ever published in Australia and Queensland.
Yes.
And if someone, so you're providing a more up-to-date version of that, I guess, or a more contemporary version.
No, we're providing the detail. We can tell people, if you want to find Bill Smith's death notice, you look in the Courier Mail for the 17th of March 1953.
Right.
And there it is.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, your service is a vital service. John, does anyone pay you, subsidise you, or help fund you for this?
Oh, yes, we operate on donations, that's it.
On donations?
We receive enough donations through our website to fund our web costs. That's about it. That's all we need.
My guest is John Graham. He's president and founder of the Ryerson Index. It came out of the Sydney Dead Person Society, which I just love that. It's a society with details of people who've passed away, not a society for people who have passed away. Now, the News Corporation announced last week the closure of papers all around the country, and Queensland has been hit harder, or is about to be hit harder than all the states of Australia, John. We're going to lose 41 titles here in Queensland, not including some of the Quest papers. When you first heard this news, what does that mean for someone like you, a genealogist and amateur historian, I'll call you?
I was disappointed, but it wasn't unexpected. If the front page of the Ryerson Index website has already actually predicted that back in April. When those papers were suspended, and we use suspended in quotes, we said basically a lot of those papers will not come back. And unfortunately, we were proven right. Because these days, papers, I guess, are run more by accountants than publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And if the bottom line is black, they're happy. And if the bottom line is red, they're not happy.
What does it mean for you, who's a genealogist and historian?
It's a huge loss. It is not such a big loss for me, but it is a loss for the future historians. Because if we look at our grandchildren, they will not have the access to records relating to their grandparents that we have in relation to our grandparents, because the records will not be kept over the next 60 years.
Yeah.
They just won't be there to look at.
It's interesting because there's a real boom and fascination by people at the moment on their ancestry, their genealogy, you know, where they've come from, who their ancestors are and how they came here.
Yes. That was really driven, I think, by the bicentenary in 1988. That's when the boom really started.
Is that a fact?
And since then we've had shows like Who Do You Think You Are that really get the average Joe interested as well.
Are you concerned? Well, since you predicted in April the shutdown or the loss of the print publications in Australia, are you concerned that those small country newspapers, the few that will still exist, will actually all go online? And, you know, that'll be it? It'll be all over for the small country ones? No?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I think the life, the country paper is quite often the lifeblood of the community. And my prediction is that a lot of these papers will disappear, but others will start up in the towns to replace them. There's already a great example in Narracourt in South Australia.
Yes.
Where the Narracourt Herald closed down, and one fellow decided he's going to do something about it, and he started up the Narracourt News.
Yes, he did.
And that's I think the print run was 1,700 for the first week, and it sold out in a town of 8,000.
Yes.
And it's now come out weekly ever since. And that's going to happen more and more. I think we're basically going back 150 years to when country newspapers started. I mean, that they started because the town had started and it needed some way to disseminate the information. And that requirement is still there in country towns. And so I think that some country towns will establish new newspapers.
As long as they can get the old, slightly older style printers and newsprint to put in them.
Yes, yes, very true.
There must be an extraordinary amount of information in death notice from regional papers in Australia. Is there anything you can tell me that you've gleaned from a regional newspaper just coming from a death notice?
Some of the notices we see are absolute gold mines. I've seen an obituary, for instance, that occupied two columns of a country paper. And this was the obituary was for a 1940 death. It took the whole family back to their arrival in the country in 1835. And basically, it was almost a family tree in the obituary.
Is that a fact?
As well as the full life story of the bloke that died.
Is that a fact?
The obituaries are absolute gold mines.
Do you know, for some reason, when my producer, Jen, told me that we were going to speak with you and what you were doing, I had this warm feeling that, thank goodness, someone is eccentric enough to actually be doing this.
Yeah, eccentric, that's a word. I can live with that.
You can live with that? Well, the world needs eccentric people like you, John. I mean, I think this is terrific. I hope you go on, and I hope you teach someone else. And when you leave this mortal coil and you become an entry in the Ryerson Index, I hope that someone else, you know, picks up the baton and makes sure that we don't lose this gorgeous, lovely bit of history.
Away.
Say that again?
I just hope that's a long time away.
Amen to that. Why do you do it, John? I'll have to wrap up with this. Why are you doing it?
Well, as I said, I've been a genealogist for 50-odd years, and there was just a lot of information there that I get a lot of benefit from my own research out of this, as well as providing it for other people.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of altruism in there, but there's a lot of altruism, I guess, but it's also some personal use. And I just enjoy it. That's the main thing.
More power to you, John. May you have many years of success in doing it. Thank you for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Nice to talk to you.
And you too. Isn't that lovely? John Graham, president and founder of the Ryerson Index. It's an online compilation of death and obituary notices from Australian newspapers. Every morning over breakfast, 20 newspapers from around the country. He registers and indexes the death notices. Some really useful observations about little community newspapers in the state. And I, for one, am glad that there's eccentric people like John out there doing this sort of thing. This is the ABC. Steve Austin's my name. 1300-222-612 is a phone number. Or you can send me a text, 0467-922-612. Do you read the death notices in newspapers? Do you actively go to the paper and look for a death notice or an obituary? Obituaries are a bit of an art in writing themselves, aren't they? A good obituary is really interesting. It's like a mini biography. But maybe you're one of those who religiously scans the paper for death notices and obituaries. Tell me why. 1300-222-612 is a phone number. You give me a call.